I wanted to nail down the halacha lemaisa in terms of the zmanim and also the location, because we're getting another day or two, we're going to have to start the maisa. So, where and when you light the candles. So, we saw a number of shittos. Let's first talk about the zman. We discussed various possibilities. Now let's get to the maisa, what we should do. So, the Balabatim in America, the average citizen, the average Jew who goes to work and comes home, the average person in America is following the psak of the Ramah, which is the sheet of the Ri at the end of the Tosfos, which we saw, that says that since we're lighting for the Bnei Abayis, since we don't light for people in the street anymore like it did in the time of the Gemara, providing for people living inside the house without any concern for the street, so therefore the zman of hadlaka changes. Instead of lighting between shkiyas acham or achitech v'regem and hashok, you light as long as the people of the bnei bayis are up in the house. And the way it's done is that really the people are not rushing home to light candles for Shkia. That's completely just wiped away. And when they come home, they just want to make sure their home and people are up and have a lighting ceremony. Okay. Now, we saw in the Gemara, okay, that's number one. There's a lot of different things to talk about, so I don't know. I want to be careful I don't get carried away. We saw in the Gemara, though, I'm saying so fine. However, the Rambam and the Machaber himself never quoted this idea of the Bnei Abayis. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are saying you should tishka chama. And the Shkiyas Achama we saw has four different possible interpretations. It might be the sunset, it might be Rabbeinu Tam's Shkiyah 54 minutes after sunset, it could be Tzitzit Kodman of the Vilna Gaon, or Tzitzit Kodman of Rabbeinu Tam. So, in yeshivos, especially brisk, means the Rav, try to do Hadlakas Neros to be Yotzei, the sheet of the Rambam and the Mechaber, to light at Shkiyo, it says a Kachov, whichever Zman it is. Now, the Rav himself used to light at Shkiyo Sechama, the first Shkiyo. Shkiyo of the Gra. I think the Minika Gra is to light at Shkiyo.
So
that was the meaning of their family. The Rambam probably held like the Gra.
In general.
Yeah, the Sefer became the meaning of Yerushalayim to light at Shkiyah. So because the Vilna Gaon lit at Shkiyah, so the Vilna Gaon was Zocha that Yerushalayim and many things follows his minhag. Because his Talmidim were the early settlers of Yerushalayim, and they established a lot of the halacha of Yerushalayim. So that's why it became a minhag of Yerushalayim, and then of other Frum Jews in Eretz Yisrael to light at Shkiyas Achama of the Vilna Gaon. When the sun sets, they light. There's a Bnei Torah. The Bnei Torah will light Shiva people. Kolal people will light at Shkiyas Achama. This is the minhag of the Goyim, the Vilna Goyim, and this is the minhag of the Rav. Light at Shkiyas Achama. Yeshiva, other yeshivas in America, the general minhag of yeshivos in America, say Lakewood Yeshiva, Chaim Berlin, these other yeshivas, is to light it says a kachov. Not to do like the Vilna Gaon, but Shulchan Aruch says a kachov.
Who is this?
Minhag Yeshivos America. Minhag Yeshivos America is not to light it Shkiyas Achama, but to light it that says a kachovim of the Vilna Gaon. Based upon the Mechaber who says you light the Sof Shkia. The Mechaber uses the Lashon Shalait the Hadlakas Neres at Sof Shkia, which means says a Kachav. So Lamaisa, there were three Minhagim. Shkia Sachama, says a Kachavim, or when people come home. Now Rebbes, Chassidish Rebbes, will light your Rebbeinu Tam's Tzeisek Kachav, very late Tzeisek Kachav. Chassidish Rebbes.
The
Chassidish Rebbes. No, people come home. I mean, Bnei Bais. The Bnei Bais. So we have three minhagim, which sort of are relevant to us because they're our either our world is either, and I'm not telling you what to do. I myself vary. I'll either do Shkia Sachama, we can do Shkia Sachama of the Vilna Gaon, which is the Rav, or we can, and the Minhag Yerushalayim, we can do Tzeisek Kachavim of the Vilna Gaon, which is the Minhag of the Yeshivas of America, or you can do when people are around, Bnei Abayis, which is the Minhag of the Balabatim in America. Then finally, the minhag of the Rebbes, the Chassidish Rebbes around the world, is to light at the Tzeisek Kachavim of the Rebbeinu Tam. So it's a late hadlaka, but it's time to be Rebbeinu Tam Tzeisek Kachavim, which is 72 or 90 minutes after the sun sets. Yeah. The Rebbeinu Tam says a kachavim would be the simple pshat of the tzuch of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you light Sof Shkia, and the Mechaber himself holds like the Rebbeinu Tam in general.
It's 72.
So it's 72, or maybe what could be? It could be 96. 96.
We said 5:45 versus Shkia. We said simple Shkia is at 12:30, and the Rebbeinu Tam says it's 5:45.
Yeah, but if you wait 96, you go instead of 5:45, you'll go up to let's say 6:10. 6:10.
Which is the states of the minute
time? 5:45 or 6:10? It's machlokas. It's machlokas in the post-game year. Does he have a 72-minute? Till Tzeis after sunset, or does this Tzeis come at 96 after sunset? It's a machlokas because it says it's four meals. It's a machlokas of a meal is 18 minutes or a meal is 24 minutes.
So, the original Yeshiva's
compliment,
they were basing it on the
Mechaber,
and the
Mechaber was
like,
it's like it's a cross. It's the Mechaber's idea of Chanukah that you have to light the Tzeisek Kachavim, but the Vilna Gaon's idea of what Tzeisek Kachavim is, which is much earlier than the Mechaber's. Mechaber's in the town, so it's a coarse minhag. Three mils. So it's either 54. Or it's 3 times 24 would be 72. And say, it's going to be another 18 minutes. 72 or 4 times 24 is 96. Right.
Yeah,
It is modern.
So who all is what out of this? So who all is going to rule for themselves?
Well, most people who keep Rabbeinu Tam are doing 72, but really, I think the Magen Avraham says 96. Maybe it's the Taz, I don't remember the time. But it's a Machlokas in the post, 72 and 96. The Chaim Brisker's minhag was to keep Rabbeinu Tam l'chumrah, but he would, and the way the Rav did it, I don't know about the Chaim, but the Rav at the end, he had his he would keep 72 for everything, both the Raisa and the Rabbanon, dinim, and he would keep between 72 and 96 dinim de Raisa. So let's say, for example, Matzah Shabbos, the Rav would not even do any Issa Drabbanon until it was 72. But between 72 and 96, he would do an Issa Drabbanon of Shabbos, not a Deraisa. So he would let someone else drive him in a car between 72 to 96, but he himself wouldn't turn on a light until 96. So he would do an Issa Drabbanon after 72, but he wouldn't do an Issa Deraisa until 96.
So even though the Ram would hold the Simpson like a Rav,
Right. Because so many, the majority of the Rishonim are like Rabbeinu Tam, including Mechaba and Ramah. So that's why 7% very much. Anyway, that's what it's called. So we have now four possibilities: either first Shkia, first Sefer Kochavim, or Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Kochavim, or forget about all of that, and you just like when people are in the house, the name dies. Yes?
So when a Jew keeps Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin or Shabbos, is that considered inner mitzvah, or just not being machmir?
He's being machmir for the Rabbeinu Tam Shita.
So it's not like just.
The Hiddah is trying to do the mitzvah in a better way. A chumrah means that you're not sure if this opinion might be the correct opinion in halacha, so you want to be machmir for it.
So, if somebody keeps Rabbeinu Tam's time for Shabbos,
They're both keeping Shabbos according to their shita, either with the Nagon or in the time. You can't say that one is more of a hiddur mitzvah, nicer, just it's a different opinion.
So a hiddur is just like a natural.
A hiddur means I can buy an esrig for $25 and I buy a nicer one for $100. I do the mitzvah in a nicer way. But here it's just a question of what's considered to be the time of the Tzeisah Kochavim. One person says it's this time, and the other opinion says it's the other time. It's not a Hiddur mitzvah to keep the Rabbeinu Tam to Chumrah.
To Rabbeinu Tam, it's filling. I mean, people are just nervous that they're not filling the mitzvah. It's filling, or they just want to.
Right. Same thing with filling. Right? You want to have another opinion, another shita, in order to be more machmir.
What about like Tam and like Mezuzos and stuff? If you get like Tam already, is that Hiddur?
No, it's the same thing. Whenever you have a machlokas, you can't say that one is a hiddur over the other one. You have to either you choose A or B, or you do both. But there's no hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is if you know you're doing a mitzvah, but you can do it in a better way. When there's a machlokas, it's a machlokas. I can either make a decision that I'm doing one of the two opinions. If I decide I want to be a machni, I'm a little nervous about making a choice. I want to call it take care of my bets. I forgot the expression in English is. You do some of your bets. And in stocks, it's called hedging. Yeah, you hedge your bets. You want to make sure you don't lose. So you do both shittas, so you're machmir. You know, the halacha is like A, but I'm machmir for B, so I can't lose. It's a chumrah. It's not called a hidden mitzvah.
And now in terms of the silos and the shmonim.
Oh, okay, now. Yeah. So now, like this. Now I want to talk about something I didn't discuss last time, and that's the shear. How much shemen should, or how big should your wicks and oils be? How long should they, how much potential should there be there for them to burn? Now, the Rif, the earliest person says about this, he says that the zman of Mishkish Tishka Chama Ashetichla Regal Minashuk is Chatzi Shah. It's a half an hour it takes people to come home when the sun goes down. So according to the Rif, you have to have at least a shear, Gemara says. You have to have oil wicks which have the potential to burn for half an hour. And we explained last time, or last week, that when you speak potential, we mean that 51% at least of the time is going to last that amount. Because we pass them like Rav, you don't have to have something which is 95 or 99% reliable. You can even use things which are basically reliable, even though they might be somewhat defective. So 51% reliability is good enough. So nowadays, we use wax candles, or you take oil and wicks and you set it up to burn. You have to make sure though that it lasts. So according to the Rif, the shear is a half an hour. So that's one view, and this view is, so to speak, the basic minhag, again, of the Balafatim, the plain people in America. And it's, and they feel that these Hanukkah candles, which are these thin colored ones, last a half an hour. So you can use them. And that's the normal everyday, and of course it's been going on since, let's say, 1950. However, other minhagim exist besides the simple minhag of taking a Hanukkah candle which burns a half an hour. Now the Rambam,
So the Rif says a half hour. So is that when he says Mishitishka Rekha, Mishitishka Chama, Mishitishka Rekha, Mashuk? So according to the Shiure, so that's half hour or whatever. In other words, how does he view the other terrors? Do you know Adam about it? Does he view that as the only window you have, also a half hour from Shkia onwards?
Yeah, you only have a half hour. You have a half hour of Zman, and have a half hour of oil. That's it.
So if you're, let's say, this, what does Yavah Shiv in terms of starting time?
Shetishka Chama?
I'm saying that he enters the starting
time. I didn't go into the Rif so carefully.
Well, whatever it is, but basically, let's say theoretically, you Shkia Sachama, so that means you have a half hour after Shkia to light,
right,
in that window.
Right.
And plus, it has to last also a half hour.
Right.
So if it lets you live 15 minutes in that window, it would have to last
Right. You always have to have a half hour's worth of oil, no matter when you light it. Now
but
here's where
you missed that half hour, I really have to shoot because it's too late.
Right, you didn't light during the time of Shekhar and Ashok, that's it, you lost it in the Zman. It's no more mitzvah. Now, the Rambam created here, opened up a Pandora's box in two ways. First of all, when the Rambam quoted the Lashon of the Gemara, that there's a Zman, you should light during a certain time window frame from Shkia Sachama until people stop walking in the street. The Rambam said, Zman zeh hu kechotzi shah o yeser. It could be around a half an hour or more. So he added something which the Rif never said. He increased the possibility of the Zman being longer, because he said kechatzi shah, oh yes sir, it could be even more than a half an hour. In other words, But people are still walking in the street for more than half an hour. Let's say they're walking the street for 2 hours after sunset. Then the Rambam says you have those 2 hours to light candles. So that's the first major change. And the second major change in the Rambam is when he speaks about the shear of shemen, he doesn't say a half an hour. He says put the shear of shemen ad shetzich l'regel min hashuk, until people stop walking in the streets.
So the Rambam is saying very much that this whole shear of shetzich l'regel depends according to your
Rambam. Rambam. As you
so
see,
the Rambam is saying it's irrespective. Let's say people stop walking the shear where you live. It doesn't matter.
The Rambam seems to have like a flat half an hour.
Wherever you live.
That's what it's saying. Right. Rambam, it's a variable based upon where the light point, based upon location. So according to the Rambam, as I said, it opens up a door, a big doorway for a lot of new things in terms of the halacha lemaisa, what you're supposed to do, which is where Bris and of course the Rav, because they focus on Rambam very much, so at least the Chumra, they want to do it. So first of all, if you follow the Rambam, you get a leniency that the Zman is now longer. If you live in a place where people are out in the street more than the first half an hour, they might be out in the street for 2 hours or 3 hours, according to the Rambam, you get this longer Zman of Hadlaka, which is a big leniency. And then number two, though, is a chumrah. The chumrah is that you have to put in the oil, the shear has to be enough oil to last Achitich L'Rekul, which that would mean, so that means that according to the Rambam, you're lighting, let's say, here by Amsterdam Avenue by the window, and people are out in the street till 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock at night, you have to put in enough oil to last till 12, 1 o'clock at night. So you get a big chumrah in the shear of the shemen. Yeah.
I'm simply reading the Rambam.
Right.
Why is it not that he's just saying the common Muslim? That what's the amount of time that the window that you can light?
That's right, that's the first thing. Then he says. Then he says the next line, "Zoch shiten shemen b'ner, today shetia de leches, lo leches ad shetich l'regel min hashuk."
Which is the end of the
as the shear of shemen.
So,
and he says it goes ad shetich
l'regel.
It
could be 15 minutes. It could be 5 hours.
Oh yes, sir. It could be much more.
He
spoke about when you light. He says you light it ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. He says what is that, man? A chotzi sho or yeser. Then he says, how much shemen do you put in? Depends where you live, depends where you like. Well, I don't want to get into the less than half. The less than half hour is another schmooze, you know. It's not really not no gay of us. I want to focus on the practical side of the halacha. We're not practically worrying about less than half an hour. Practically, the issue is more than the half an hour. If you're late, either you're late in terms of when you light it, or when you do light it, how much oil should you put in? So for the Rambam, it seems that you should put in as much oil as it would to burn Achitech L'Regel Min Hashuk. So if you're living in a place where there's 3 hours or 4 or 5, 6 hours worth of traffic, you have to have your candles with that amount of oil.
So if you light it all on Times Square, it needs to last for 5 hours.
Probably the whole night. Depending where you light, it has to last as long as. And this is the chumrah. This is the chumrah of brisk. This is the brisk of chumrah. Nadlokas Neus Hanukkah, to put in oil which will last until the people who would presumably be able to see it are no longer walking around. So So depending on where you like, depending on your street, you have to know what's the normal hours of people walking around on that particular block. You're lighting in the window for people to see. So how long do people walk around in that block? So personally, I would say like this. If you are in the dormitory facing Amsterdam Avenue, you probably have to have oil, which would last until 1 o'clock in the morning. But if you're on an apartment facing Laurel Hill Terrace, you probably don't need more than a half an hour, because Laurel Hill Terrace is a very quiet block. Not too many people are walking around anytime. But Amsterdam Avenue is a very busy block. Kids are walking in and out of the dorms all the time. So, could be mamas just around the corner. What this side of the street.
There has to be at least a half an hour.
Half an hour. Is right. Half hour is the minimum.
Why can't you
read
the wrong for that? You can be 15 minutes.
Well, maybe, but I don't want to get into that. But why should we get into a cooler? The half hour is not a problem. Everybody can get a half hour's worth of candles. Even these little conduit candles burn half an hour. So half an hour really is a minimal. However, the question is, what's the achiyuv to maximize? How much should I put into it to maximize? Depending where you live now. So therefore, the Rav asking that if you're living in a block where people are up and around there and there's traffic, you have to put enough oil, it should last. Now, if you don't, if you have a half hour, it would be most probably a yotzei b'diyeved, but it's not l'chatchila, it's not the best way to do the mitzvah.
Does this mean that there were both rejected the shadow of the Rama and
the Chumra, we're going with the Rama, the Machmet for the Rama.
You
like
b'diyeved
b'diyeved, you rely on the Rama. But l'chatchila, you want to be yotzei to Rambam too, the Chumra.
Did you have the riff also?
The riff, you have a riff.
Even better for the riff.
Well, the Rama is a bit cooler for us, because he says you can light whenever you want, as long as people in the house are up. And you can just have a half hour's worth of oil. So that's a bit cooler. But the Chumra
has to be, according to the list of Chumra and the Chumra of the Rav, any missed opportunity, I think we said, is in being mevatel the opportunity. You're being mevatel the opportunity to be mefaras.
Mefaras in the nest.
Mefaras in the nest.
You have to mefaras in the nest.
Completely, but any crop that any crop less is not completely. It has to be all or nothing according to Chatzila. It's all or nothing.
Right. By the way, this chumra to not to light late, because people are up in your house, but to try to get shkia sachama, the Rama himself says it. He himself says that you light later. Because of people who may have his. However, it's better, he says, to light at Shkia Sachama.
Is it Shkia?
Or whatever. It's better to light early. It says the Kachavim. Yeah, the Shita of the Mach. Bezman hazeh mahlikim bifnim ein tzoch lezoher lahadlik kodim shetichu regu min hashuk. Mikom mokom tov lezoher gam bezman hazeh. He says, nowadays, you light indoors, you don't have to be so careful to light while people are still in the street. However, it is better to be careful even nowadays. So he says that you should try the chatchila to light it earlier.
Meaning about
the bathroom,
then what? Meaning, let's say people don't come home until 9 o'clock.
Is there anyone that said that it's better to light at 9 o'clock than to light at Shkia, if you have an option? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, let's talk about that now. It's a very good question. Yeah, so now the question is like this. Your question, let's talk about that.
Well,
no, yeah. Because the thing is like this. This is going to be a little complicated discussion. Right? Just bear with us. We know that the din of Hanukkah candles is there's a triple layer. It's a multi-level mitzvah. The basic mitzvah is Ner Ishibeso, one candle for the whole family. The second level of the mitzvah, Mahadrim, is a Ner Achol Echad VeEchad. Every person in the family gets his own candle. And the third level of the mitzvah, Mahadrim, Mina Mahadrim, is this. Well, it says, Moseh V'Holech, start from 1 and light 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. So, this became a huge question in Halacha for the Balabatim, who follow the minhag of the Reed, Tosfos, the light later, as long as people are in the family. And it's after the time of people on the street, that's already long gone. They're coming home, 9 o'clock, no one's in the street, but they want a light because of the Bnei Bayis, the minhag that they can do. The problem is like this. They could, the wife is home at Shkiyas HaChamo, at Tzeis HaKachodim. She's home at 5:30. She can light the candle to be motzi everybody, like she does Shabbos candle. She can light a Hanukkah candle and be motzi her husband. So now, the question is, what should he do? Should he let his wife light? After we know Minhag America, Minhag Brisk, Minhag Yeshivas, Minhag Ramah, all of the Shirambam, all of these different things. The question is, practically speaking, if her husband's coming home at 9 o'clock, he could light at 9 o'clock, Minhag America, Minhag Ramah. His wife could light for him at 5:30, five o'clock. She could get the tzeis. She could light for him at 5 o'clock. She's home, and if she does it, she's motzi him. So first question is, what should he do? Should he wait and light himself at 9 o'clock? Now for sure she's going to light at 5. There's really a few questions here. Should she light herself at 5 o'clock, and then he come home at 9 o'clock and he lights himself? Should she light at 5 o'clock and be motzi him as well as herself, and he won't light at all? Maybe she should not light and let him light at 9 o'clock and wait till he comes up at 9 o'clock. I mean, all these different possibilities. What should they do? If she's home early and he comes home later, and we're going with the minhag of America as the Ramah that people can light later, what should they do in this case? Okay, but the Ramah paskins that the Mahajan is that every person lights his own candle. Yeah, that's what we're working with this Ramah, that you want to light your own candles. Okay, so this is kind of a huge. This problem, which is very far away from what the Gemara is talking about, but it's for us, halacha lemaisa, became a huge problem. A huge halacha lemaisa problem. Okay, so, first of all, the average American balabayas has his wife wait, she doesn't light until he comes home at 9 o'clock. And he lights, and then she lights, or whoever lights, but everyone waits for our father to come home at 9 o'clock and the family candle lighting. That's a simple minhag America. However, this does not satisfy Viskers at all. It doesn't satisfy the yeshivish people at all, because Viskers want to get the Rambam sheet of Shkiyas HaChama, and yeshivas want to get the Tzeis HaKachavim. So if those of us who are...
The rebbes want to get the Tzeis HaKachavim.
Rebbes don't have a problem. Rebbes are always going to be home for Hanukkah to light candles. They're not going any place. They're always going to... No, it's not a problem for rebbes. Shabbos always light Hanukkah candles. It's one of the biggest avodos of the year. It's almost, it's basically Yom Kippur for them. So you're no place. You're only home for Hanukkah. You're only there to light Hanukkah candles. They don't go any place. But could be their own daughter's wedding. They weren't going to be at the wedding. They could be home lighting Hanukkah candles. But for the regular people, the Shivisha, Briskas, Taminim of the Rav, these people have a big problem. If the father's coming home late and the wife is home earlier, she can light in this man. So what should they do? So, by and large, okay. First of all, is that all the yeshivas and the briskas say the wife should light at the early zman. She should not wait for her husband. She should light. She should light. So that part is relatively clear.
The women should light.
Right. But now is a huge machlokas. What does he do? What does he do? She's going to light a shkia. What is he going to do? Okay, now, the Rambam sheet is, he basically has to let her light for him, because otherwise he's not going to be Yotze. If he's going to wait till 9 o'clock, according to the Rambam, there's no such a thing as lighting for B'nai Bayis. So according to the Rambam, if he's not going to let her be Motzi him, he's up the creek. So he has to let her be Motzi him. So she's being Mechave not just to light the candles for herself at the early Shkia, or say she's lighting for her husband too. Because it's only Achetich L'Rego Ben Ashok, this man. So it depends also if he can get, so this will depend. If when he comes back at 9 o'clock, he can still get Achetich L'Rego Ben Ashok, there's still traffic outside, so then she doesn't necessarily have to be Mechavan to be Motzi him, because he can do it himself later. If though when he comes back later, it's already after Tich L'Rego Ben Ashok, it's already after people start walking in the streets. So then if he wants to be Yotze the Rambam Shita, he can't do it anymore. So he's going to have to, in this situation, let his wife be Mechava to be Motzi. So we have two possible cases now. If she's lighting early, he's coming home, should he or should he not light? So if she, which in another way of saying it, should she be Mechava to be Motzi him? Because if she's Motzi him, so then he did the mitzvah through her. Or should she not be Mechava? So if he's going to get, it's going to be for him, if when he comes home, it's still time, Avachitichel Regel Menashuk, so then he doesn't need her to be Motzi him, according to the Rambam. If though it's Avachitichel Regel Menashuk, she has to be Motzi him. Okay, so now, I would say most probably that the briskers would say it depends if Tichel Regel Min HaShuk is still available, if there's still people in the shuk or not. If there's still people in the shuk, then let him do his own mitzvah later on. But if there's no Tichel Regel Min HaShuk, let her be motzi. But we're still not out of the woods. In the case in which she was motzi him, because when he comes home, it's already after Tichel Regel Min HaShuk. However, the B'nai Bayis is still up. It's only 9 o'clock at night. People are still up. And he wants the light to be dinned for the din of the Mahadrin. It's a hidu mitzvah, even if you were Yotze with somebody else. She lit for him, she was Motzi, and there is Shubeso. because he's coming home late, it's no more regal bashuk, but still the b'nei bayis are up. The b'nei bayis are up, you still have the psak of the Ri, the Ramah, the Minig America, and Minig Ashkenaz, that you can light candles for b'nei bayis. Right, the Rambam is gone. We can't do the Rambam. Well, you'll say the Rambam is... So the question is, can he light now for the b'nei bayis? And if he does light, can he make a bracha? Because he'd be making a bracha for the hiddur mitzvah of Chanukah, not for the basic mitzvah of Chanukah. He already was yotzei with his wife, because she lit earlier, or his mother, his brother, whoever was there in the house. The lights for the house, they lit, and he was yotzei. But he comes home late at 9 o'clock. He's trying to get the hadlak of a hiddur mitzvah. Ne'alachol echad ve'echad, the Ramah's hiddur. Everybody lights. So should he light? And if he does, can he make a bracha? Well, it's a very funny thing. There were three shittas here in the posting. There are three possible solutions to the question, and all three solutions have proponents, people who support one or the other of the three solutions. Solution, shitta number one is, he cannot light. He can't do anything. Why can't he light? Because you can't do a hiddur mitzvah which is separate from the basic mitzvah. The basic mitzvah he was already, I would say, with his wife. Now he wants to do a separate hiddur mitzvah. You can only do a hiddur mitzvah, this first shita says, while you're doing the basic mitzvah. So let's say I'm shaking my lulav and esrog the first time. So I take a very beautiful esrog. I'm doing the hiddur mitzvah, b'shas mitzvah. But if I was already yotzei the mitzvah, I can't do a separate hiddur later. I can only do a hiddur mitzvah, b'shas mitzvah. There's no hiddur mitzvah to be mahader in a vacuum. Your mahader means you beautify a mitzvah. If you're doing your basic mitzvah, you can do it in a nicer way. But if you already did the basic mitzvah, you can't create a separate beautification on something which is an empty shell. It's not a mitzvah. So therefore, if he would not have his wife, if let's say everybody is there at Shkia, he, his wife, so everybody's lighting for themselves. No one's being motzi anybody else. So everybody's being yotzei themselves, their own basic mitzvah, and they're doing a hiddur mitzvah, because they're doing it themselves. So it's a hiddur mitzvah while you're doing the basic mitzvah. That's a normal kind of hiddur mitzvah. But in this situation, she already lit earlier at 5 o'clock. She was motzi, her husband, wherever he was. He comes home now at 9 o'clock. He says, well, the b'nei bayis is still up. It's still zman hadlak is neiros. I want a light. So very nice. Why do you want a light to do a hiddur? To be mahad there? But there's no hiddur mitzvah if you're not doing the basic mitzvah at that same time. He already did the basic mitzvah 3 hours earlier when his wife lit for him. This will be in a completely distinct and disjoint and completely isolated hiddur mitzvah, which is not basic mitzvah. That's why the first thing it says, no, can't do.